Kristen Bartman on Wild Coast Radio brings us to 8 o'clock with Fir McCarr, the Delians, hooked on a feeling in the real McCoy from the late early 90s, rather, Automatic Lover. Here is the latest news. In your top stories at this hour, the ANC says it will select its best candidates for the local government elections. Activists want the NDC to reflect people's reality, and the Rand holds its ground. The ANC says it will select ethical and capable members for the local government elections next year. The party is facing challenging times after it lost its majority in last year's national elections. The ANC's performance in elections was also on the decline during the previous local government elections in 2021. The party's Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says they will hold a meeting to discuss election-related matters next week. Political parties have started to work together ahead of the local government elections next year. News 24 reports that Build One South Africa, Raz Mzanzi and Good Party aim to form a bloc of parties ahead of the elections. Build One South Africa and Raz Mzanzi have already stated that they will make an announcement on collaboration soon. Raz Mzanzi says parties need to collaborate and work together because there is no political party that has enough capacity. Environmental justice and community activists say the National Determined Contribution, or NDC, must reflect people's daily lived experiences. The groups participating in the Presidential Climate Commission National Colloquium yesterday, and the event offers a platform to reflect on the national dialogue. The activists say the NDC must make sure not to leave communities behind. Grassroots for Climate Action spokesperson Mpho Palwane says the government must work together with society to create sustainable and just transition jobs. The MEC for Health in Limpopo, Dikseng Macheho, says attacks on nurses will hinder the province's ability to provide uninterrupted healthcare services. This comes after an incident that took place on Monday where five armed robbers broke into the Mokoto clinic in Zebedelela. Invaders broke the clinic's fence and threatened the security guards with a gun. According to the MEC spokesperson, the attackers stole four cell phones from the nurses and the security guard's gun. No one was injured during the attack. The Rand has stabilized against the US dollar over the past 24 hours. The local currency has managed to hold firm against foreign currencies in recent weeks despite local and international pressure. Analysts have expressed surprise with the Rand's performance this year. The Rand recovered slightly yesterday after opening trade negatively. It closed trade at just over 17 Rand 61 against the dollar. And moving to international news, Europe has experienced its worst wildfires this year. The European Union says the fires have burned more than 1 million hectares of land so far. This is more than any other year since official data records were kept in 2006. Spain and Portugal have been the worst hit countries so far. 10 wildfires are still burning in Spain, while Portugal extinguished its latest fire on Monday. The EU says climate change is making wildfires more frequent. And looking at finances, gold was selling at $3,383.89 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent $66.76. $1 17 Rand 62, the British pound 23 Rand 73, and the euro trading at 20 Rand 51. A Bitcoin is currently $111,232.25. And that's all for this bulletin. Also all from me for today. Thank you very much for joining me. I'll be back tomorrow morning, bright and early, for the Thursday edition of the Wild Coast Wake Up. Have a good day wherever you are in Wild Coast country. Ciao.
From the Wild Coast to the world, Wild Coast Radio.